Good afternoon, friends. This is Stephen White, conductor on the music staff of the Metropolitan Opera. Welcome to this week's Met Preview on WVTF Music. One could certainly make the argument that all great opera draws its lifeblood from the concept of beautiful singing, or as we say in Italian, bel canto. But when we speak of bel canto style in opera, we are talking more specifically about an operatic ideal in which the very sound of the voice itself carries as much emotional and dramatic content as the plot or any other element of the opera. No composer adhered more successfully and lovingly to these ideals than Vincenzo Bellini. His 1831 masterpiece, Norma, held a hallowed place in the hearts of composers as far afield as Verdi, Chopin, and even Wagner. In her opening aria, the Druid high priestess Norma sings Casta Diva, a divine incantation to the moon. Bellini spins out a line of mystic enchantment, and here, with the almost supernatural assistance of Maria Callas, time stands still. Maria Callas was as important a performing artist as anyone of the 20th century, and Norma was the role she performed more than any other, making standard an ideal that embodies the dramatic and communicative possibilities of the human voice. Here she pairs up with Ebi Stignani for the gorgeous Act II duet, Mirau Norma. Notice again the simplicity of Bellini's orchestration. There is nothing peripheral to distract Norma and Adalgisa as they pour out legato phrases of limpid perfection and sublime harmony.
Woo!
Adalgisa is Norma's friend and one of her subordinate priestesses. She has been seduced by the Roman proconsul Pollione, who, unbeknownst to her or anyone else, had been Norma's lover and the father of her two children. When Adalgisa finds out that Pollione has been unfaithful to Norma, she herself renounces Pollione. Together, she and Norma pledge eternal friendship and fidelity. This is the weekly Met Preview on WVTF Music. I'm Stephen White. For most of the first part of the opera, the Druids, over whom Norma holds spiritual authority, have been itching to engage the invading Romans in battle. Norma has held them off in an attempt to protect Pollione, but now that she's been laid waste by his infidelity, she summons her kinsmen to battle. They respond with shouts of war, blood, vengeance, and slaughter. In the final scene of the opera, Norma confesses to everyone her crime of collaboration with the enemy by virtue of her relationship with Pollione. In her last act as High Priestess, she offers herself up to the funeral flames of sacrifice and punishment. But before she goes, she sings a final plea for her children, De non volerli vittime. Oh, do not let them be victims of my cruel mistake. Bellini infuses heartbreaking pathos into her every note, an emotion that sustains the entirety of the final ensemble. Pollione is overwhelmed by the greatness of Norma's heart, a heart he now realizes he had been a fool to reject. As the curtain falls, Pollione and Norma walk calmly into the fire together.
Thank you.
Tomorrow's broadcast of Norma from the Metropolitan Opera will showcase two American women who are among opera's most talked about young superstars. Angela Meade will sing the title role of Norma, and Jamie Barton will be her friend and rival, Adalgisa. The great Maltese tenor Joseph Calleja sings Pollione, and British bass Matthew Rose will sing the role of Norma's father, Orovese. Joseph Colaneri will be our conductor. It all gets underway tomorrow at 1 p.m. right here on WVTF Music. I hope you'll plan to tune in. And please join me again next Friday as we take a few minutes to bathe in the delightful perfection of Mozart and The Marriage of Figaro. I'm Stephen White, reminding you that Virginia is for lovers of great opera.
Stephen White made his debut at the Metropolitan Opera in 2010 and has conducted a number of Met performances. He also continues a long-standing relationship with Opera Roanoke as principal guest conductor and will conduct two performances of La Bohème in Roanoke in April 2018.